Jugglers, mimes, and magicians come a dime a dozen in summer tourist spots, but in Boulder, Colorado, on the Pearl Street Mall, there is a street performer unlike any other.
Okay, showtime! Hi. I'd like to introduce myself. I am the mighty Zip Code Man. What's your name?
Don.
What zip code do you come from?
44691.
You came from a place called Wooster, Ohio.
What?
There's a Chinese restaurant there.
Yeah.
The Hunan Garden.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's where I always like to eat whenever I'm in Wooster, Ohio. Now, does anybody else come out of town?
Yeah, right, oh, what's here, your name?
Caleb? What zip code?
52565.
You came from a place that's actually on a farm next to Fairfield, Iowa.
Yeah.
And in Fairfield, you ate a restaurant there called the Maharishi Grill.
Oh,
oh, you should try it.
Zip Code Man joins us now from KGNU in Boulder, Colorado. His real name is David Rostteicher. This is kind of amazing. David, do you have a photographic memory?
Not really. I've always been into maps. And ever since I was a kid, I always had a feeling for numbers. Numbers, to me, had personalities, and so do places.
How did you manage to memorize all these numbers? You say you don't have a photographic memory.
Well, there's a pattern to the numbers, to the zip codes, the way they're low in the east, high in the west, which makes it a lot easier. And I had a juggling act. And when I had the juggling show, I would go to different cities all over America. And on my way to these places, I would visit all these hundreds and hundreds of towns all over the country just because I was curious about them. So I had this in-depth knowledge of America that most people don't have.
Mm-hmm. But were you memorizing zip codes then, or did that come later?
No, that came later. I started that in 91.
And you now just go through the postal zip code book? And
yeah.
How many zip codes are there anyway?
I don't know the answer exactly. I'm guessing somewhere between 50 and 70,000
in
the
many
U.S.
How many do you know?
Between 35 and 40,000.
Well, just in case there are any doubters in our audience who think maybe you plant some friends in the crowd or use sleight of hand,
right,
we're going to make you prove your talents right here on the air. Several of our staff members are going to come into the studio and... Okay, first we have Walter Watson. He's our boss, so you better get it right.
76707.
It's in Waco, Texas.
Oh, man.
All right, way to go.
You got it.
Right on the west side of Baylor University.
And now Alice Winkler.
07042.
It's in Montclair, New Jersey.
Yep.
Excellent. We have another zip code from a staff member who couldn't make it to the studio, Steve Lichtig, and the number is 66080. Dun, 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 dun.
It's this little place. It begins with an S, right? And it's right next to Lawrence, Kansas.
It doesn't begin with an S.
Oh, R. It begins with an R.
Yes.
It's called Rayford, Kansas. Richmond, Kansas.
Richmond, Kansas. There you go. Population 352. Next is Tracy Wall.
80720.
Acton, Colorado. Wait. 80720.
You're really, really close. It's Akron.
Akron, Colorado.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to stump you.
Go ahead.
This is the town where I grew up. 58385.
Oh, whoa. 58385.
It's a palindrome.
Yes, and it's this place right on Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
It's actually a little town up Highway 2 from Devil's Lake, and it's called Wolford,
okay.
North Dakota.
Okay.
And you're forgiven. And what restaurant do you eat at when you're in Wolford?
They do not have any restaurants there. Your mom's house. You eat at your mom's house. I have never had this many places I didn't know in a show I've ever done, because people in a crowd are usually from places where there are other people living there. If it's a town more than 1,000, yeah, I'm probably not going to get stumped.
You know, this is quite an impressive skill that you have. Have you ever thought you might put it to a better use?
No, it's perfectly useful right now. It makes people laugh.
Thanks very much, David Rosteicher, the zip code man. He joined us from 80301. For the rest of you, that's Boulder, Colorado.
Anybody else from what's your name?
Zach.
Zach, what's it called?
98506.
You came from a place called Olympia, Washington. And you ate at a really good restaurant there called the Oyster House.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's where I like to go.
That's right.
Whenever I'm in Olympia, Washington.
Right
on the waterfront there. It's very nice. But that's just me. I'm going to make something on the ground here.